please go to the book of Acts. Book of Acts. And we're going to read out of chapter 26. Out of chapter 26. And we're going to read one verse. Okay? And I don't know if we ever had a if you ever had a job description, but if you had a job, I'm sure you did get a job description, right? And it could be quite a mess if you get a job and you don't know what your responsibilities are. And so I really like what the Acts 26 verse 18. And here the Apostle Paul receives clear instructions as to what he was there to do, mainly as a missionary. And so let's look at Acts 26 verse 18. He says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And you know, as missionaries, we get to see many things. We see poverty. I know there's poverty here also in the United States, but nothing like you see in other places. And I can remember in Uruguay, 2002 and 2003, you know, there were just terrible years, terrible years. I remember out of our whole church, one person had a job. One person. And I remember this particular family, they had six kids. And they would do just whatever they could hunt. They would go out at night and whatever they could hunt so they could have food to eat. And, you know, so we see people, obviously, with some deep, you know, I've seen some people that they don't have a wheelchair, so they're kind of crawling. And things that sometimes we take for granted here from this great nation. And so you know, we get to see many things, and it's very easy to lose focus and be really doing things important but not the most important thing. And you know, here the Apostle Paul is reminded of, you know, pretty much Jesus said, you're going to do many things. However, the most important thing, and let's look at verse 18 again. Number one, it says to open their eyes and to bring them from darkness to light. So dear people, you know, even though we are moved when we look at people with deep poverty and people really struggling with issues of life, and you know, we were moved to compassion, and that's the right thing, you know. And we do need to help people if we can. Jesus did. He cared about the problem, physical problems of people. He fed those that were hungry. Remember that. And the Apostle Paul followed the same. But however, let's not forget that our main responsibility as missionaries there is to give out, to give the people the gospel, to tell people how to be saved. And it's very easy, you know, so please pray for your missionaries. It's very easy to lose focus on what our main responsibility is. And so the Apostle Paul here, he says, number one, we need to look at people, the condition of people, so we can have compassion. Our hearts will never be compassionate. We will never be burdened about lost people if we do not know where they are, if we don't understand their condition. And number one, as we read here, we know that unsaved people are, number one, blind. They're blind. And, you know, they don't recognize it. What are you talking about? I have eyes, I can see, but you know, even though they do have eyes, the people say that they are blind. They've been blinded by Satan. And look, just look around. Look around this world. Look around this community. And it's such a mess. And so many people, right, with no direction, and getting hurt, they go in this direction, and they bump into something, and as soon as they get up, they're already bumping into something else. Isn't that true? And that's really sad. They're very unstable, and they're hitting off, getting hurt all over. And that's what is why, because they are blind. They are blinded by Satan. And we as believers, we need, our hearts need to be broken. And as we look at the people in Uruguay, you know, when we arrived there a little over 20 years ago, there was not much of a drug problem. But today, it is so sad. So many people deep into drugs. And let me tell you, because the government is so liberal, you can go to the drugstore and buy marijuana or buy drugs. And so the government sells it. And so we have a big problem. How sad. And, you know, we, as I shared with you, we have 53 men. Really, you have so many stories. But let me share one story, and we're going to see this presentation, if we have that, about what God is doing. And this is the story. This is Pablo. So Pablo is the one over here, over there, with a like greenish. And Pablo Soria, he lived, let me tell you, he was living under a bridge or bridges for 20 years. And he one time he shared with me, he said, "Pastor, there was one time that I did not take a shower for 9 months." Can you imagine? And but anyway, he heard the gospel, and Pablo got saved. And we can go to the next one, please. He comes from a very upper middle class. Or his family, her mom was a well-known nurse. But when he was about 14, he started doing drugs and just made a big mess out of his life. And so he was under a bridge, but he heard the gospel one day and how God has sent his son Jesus to die, and how he was a sinner and he needed he didn't need to live in that way or and spend eternity in heaven, that he could get forgiven by the Lord. And so let's look at the next picture there. That's Pablo. Before I came, what a man. We can go to the next one. What God is doing. He's at the seminary now. And you can see the next one. There's Pablo. I think we have there. That's, you can figure out that's him right there. He's studying. He feels God wants him to be a pastor. And he's doing that. What a blessing to see. I get even a message every day from him about what the Lord is doing in his life. And he's leading this group. We can go to the next one. He's the one leading the group. There's 53 men. We have actually a waiting list. Other people that men that want to come to the center. And well, there he is studying at the seminary. We can go to the next one. And he's a great preacher. He's really, God is uses him greatly. He loves people, and he's very passionate about God's word and a great expositor. And we can go to the next one. And here are some of the leaders from the rehab center. And next one. Okay, these are some of the men that he has led most of them to the Lord, and he's discipling. You know, we don't have nobody's specialized on how to deal with this man, but all we do, and mainly Pablo, he's deep into the book of Proverbs on for devotional, 45 minutes of devotional on every day in the morning, then another 45 minutes at night. We have chapel 3 times a week, and just doing the tremendous things. And what a blessing it is. He says, as we read this verse, if you go back, Acts 26:18, he says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. You can see right there, as you think of Pablo, how God, he was deep into darkness and God pulled them out. And what a blessing. But as we read here in Acts 20, it goes even deeper than that. He says, I'm from the power of Satan unto God. Dear people, you don't recognize that unsaved people, they're under the power of Satan. Not all of them to the same degree. You know, but we were there. And we need to, the Bible says that we need to recognize that we were under the power of Satan. And some people, how can you explain? You know, so many people, they do all these awful things. And who's behind all that? Satan. What about those that go and they put all those explosives all around their body and then they go and they blow themselves up and they want to kill as many people as possible? That's what? Because Satan is behind all that. And he will let people do awful things. And so we need to have compassion. We need to have compassion. As people get saved, they get away from the, now they are under, we are under the power of the Holy Spirit, not under the power of Satan. And but the third thing that we must remember, and is that people, unsaved people, are on their way to hell. We don't hear that much, but that's the truth. You know, so and that's what we read. He says that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So unsaved people, they're gonna spend all eternity in hell. And we should care about that. And you know, our hearts will never be heartbroken unless we understand that they are blind, that they are under the power of Satan, and they are on their way to hell. And we were there, and somebody, we're here tonight because somebody cared for our soul. Somebody prayed for us. Maybe it was a grandmother or a mom. Somebody, a neighbor, but persistent. They kept on inviting us to church. And one day we came and we repented of our sin and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. And our lives were turned around. Now it's our responsibility to share the gospel with those that are lost. I don't know, when was the last time that you spoke to somebody about their need of the Lord? Maybe this week, can you look back and did you talk to somebody about the Lord? You know, that's what we're here for. You were saved. When you were saved, you could have been gone to heaven. God could have taken you to heaven. You're not more saved now than when the day that you repented and trusted Jesus Christ. But the fact is that we were left here because we have a job. Amen. Not just missionaries. We go far to far lands where God has not called you. So your missionaries go. But there are unsaved people all around here. Right? There are unsaved people at your work, where you work. There are unsaved people in your neighborhood. You have neighbors, most likely, that do not know the Lord. And don't be fooled, okay? Because just like you look at somebody that looks really poor and or starving, and we're heartbroken over that, but there's a problem that goes deeper than that. Is that they are blind spiritually, they're under the power of sin, and they're going to go to hell unless they repent and get saved. But sometimes we look at people, you might look at your neighbors or relatives, and they look good. They smell good. Look at the house they have. Look at their car. Wow, they're very successful. But the question is, you know, you might even say, they even go to church. But the question is, are they saved? Have they repented and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? And, our job, we cannot, our job is just to care for them, to invite them, to give them literature. And here Paul preaches, and you remember King Agrippa, he said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian, but he didn't get saved. That's sad. But you know what? Paul did his job. He opened his mouth. He preached. He told the ruler how he to get saved. The same thing. You know, our responsibility is just to open our mouth. When the Apostle Paul arrived Philippi, remember that? And we're told that Paul opened his mouth, and they were told that God opened Lydia's heart. And so we just need to do our job, open our mouth. And I pray that, and I appreciate this very, I'm not being ungrateful, I'm so thankful for you for sending out missionaries. And as I look back, I'll go there, wow, you have so many missionaries, praise God. And you know, we also, you know, you send us, and we have established a missionary-minded church, so we support missionaries as well.
Amen.
And in fact, we have gone and started, our church has started the church in Nueva Alvesia, and that church is supporting missionaries. So that's good, but let me tell you this, dear people. Let's not forget that missions starts right here. Missions starts with your own family. Your own family. In your neighborhood, your neighbors. And we know that it's hard, it's not easy. Your wives, I mean, they're hard, but you know, just open your mouth. You know, pray for them. Make sure that you always have literature. Get into the subject. You know, sometimes we could talk about the weather and all this nonsense. Let's talk about, hey, John, just ask him a question. Have you ever thought about what's going to happen when you die? And many of them would say, what? You know, nobody ever asked me that. You know, really, I haven't. Well, are you open? Can we talk about it? And you'll be surprised. And get into the subject. And just talk to them. Give them the gospel if the Lord leads. Invite them to come to church. Invite them. Keep insisting. Inviting them. You didn't come the first time, most of you. Some of you are here. Somebody, after many times they were invited. Now it's our turn. May God help us realize that we are around. There's a mission field around here. And people need to hear the Lord. Praise God for you sending out missionaries. But don't forget your own mission field, which is right here in this area.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor.